September 11, 1938. One act done in the divine will is everything. Jesus grows his life in those who live in it. Horrible state of God in those who live on human will. Every time a creature enters into our will, we renew our works. I feel the sea of the divine will always murmuring inside and outside of me, and very often it forms its waves very, very high ones and inundates me so much that I feel it as being greater than my life. Oh, divine will, how much you love me. So much that you want to give yourself always, without ceasing, to form your life in my poor soul. Your love is such that it besieges me with light, love and sighs to obtain the purpose. Then, my always adorable Jesus, taking me by surprise, told me, my blessed daughter, our fulfilled will encloses all the glory that the creature can give us, the love with which we have to love her and the love with which she must love us. Therefore, in one act of our fulfilled will, we can say that we've done everything. We have given everything, even ourselves, and we have received everything. In fact, by living in it, we give all to the creature. She takes all, and can give us all. On the other hand, if she does not live in our will, if our will is not fulfilled, we can't give everything. She will be incapable of receiving our love or of loving us as much as we want to be loved. We are not happy to give from ourselves almost in tiny little pieces, as if we were poor. We don't like to half give our things. Being able to give and not to give is always a suffering for us. Our love remains repressed and makes us delirious. This is why we want the soul to live in our divine volition. We want to give all, always, without ever ceasing. Our divine being is never exhausted. The more we give, the more we can give, and giving for us is relief and happiness, is expression of love, is communication of the life that we do. My love is so great that I remain in the soul to grow. Now, having to grow myself, I watch over her continuously so that what she does may serve to make known and grow my life within her. I use her acts and her love to form my limbs, my heart, the food to feed myself, and the clothes to cover me and give me warmth. I remain always in the attitude of unifying her motion with mine, her breath with mine, in order to find her motion inside mine and her breath as if it were mine. I let nothing escape me, nothing of what she does, thinks, says, works or suffers, because it has to serve me and make my life grow. Therefore I am always in action, I never give myself any rest. Oh! How glad I am, how happy I feel to be always busy in my work of making myself grow within her. I did not create the creature so that she would remain isolated, certainly not. She was my work, so I had to do it in order to form a work worthy of myself. But if she doesn't live in my will, I don't find the raw material with which to form and grow my life. We'll live as if far away is isolated. And loneliness saddens me. Silence is heavy. If I am not able to do my work, I have fidgets of love, and I feel like a god made unhappy by his creatures. Therefore, my daughter, be attentive, live always in my will. Give me your acts. Let me work and don't keep me within you as a god who couldn't and wouldn't know how to do anything. Actually, I have to do the greatest work growing and forming my life, that will be so beautiful as to form the sweet enchantment of the whole celestial court. On the other hand, in the creature who doesn't live in our will, our state is horrible. Our life remains as if strangled, broken, divided by the human will, whose acts cannot serve to form and grow our life. Rather, they serve to break it in such a way that one foot is someplace, one hand in another, one eye somewhere else. We feel pity for ourselves, being so shattered, since our will is one. Where it reigns, it forms one act out of many, to form one single life. The human will, instead, can only do fragmented acts with no virtue of uniting themselves. Rather, they break our divine life into pieces within them. There isn't a scene more horrible that would make even the stones cry, then seeing in the soul who does her will, the harrowing way in which she reduces our life within her. Her shameful acts, degenerating from the origin of her creation and dissimilar from the Creator, form the knife that cuts our divine life into pieces. What a sorrow for us! How deformed and dishonored our creative work remains, how destroyed our scope for creation! Ah! If we were capable of pain, the human will would embitter the ocean of our immense joys and happiness. Then I was following all that the divine will did, both in the creation and in the redemption, and I found all in action as if everything wanted to give itself to me. My sweet Jesus added, "My daughter, everything that has been done by our Supreme Being is all in action, as if we were in the act of doing it for love of the creatures, since all our works were done for them." Now, the creature that enters our divine will finds all the other creatures. All want to give themselves to her, so she, feeling loved, makes them her own, loving them and loving us for all the gifts we give her. In return for each of our gifts, she would give us her life in gratitude and appreciation and to thank me for all the things we gave her. So, she feels as if receiving the gift of the sun, of the starry heaven, of the sea and wind, of the whole creation and more, my birth, my tears, my works, my steps, my sufferings and the love with which I loved her and I still do. Oh! How happy she feels, and making all our works and my very life her own, she loves us in the sun and in all other things, with that same love with which I created it. She loves me in my birth, in my tears, in my steps, in my pains and everything. Oh! How she delights and glorifies us, and our joy is such that it gives us the opportunity to renew our works, as if we were creating them again. So, our love overflows from us, investing all with new love. Our power is redoubled to sustain all. Our wisdom puts all into order, while our creative work runs through the whole creation and redemption to say to the creature, "Everything is yours." Every single time you enter into our will, recognizing these gifts and making them yours, you are giving us the opportunity and the glory as if we were repeating again all that we have done for love of the creatures. Our will is the repeater of all our works. It repeats them, renews them always and every instant each time the creature wants to receive them. And while they give themselves, they remain at their place. They give themselves still remaining. By giving themselves they lose nothing, rather, they are more glorified. Therefore be attentive to live always in our will.